We will get to our next head coach, Wisconsin's Greg Gard. The Badgers earn the number 9 seed in the upcoming Big Ten men's basketball tournament and will play number 8 seed Maryland on Thursday at noon. Coach Gard, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Could you please start us off with an opening statement before we get to questions from the media?
Sure. Well, obviously, coming off yesterday's performance, I thought we played fairly well. Obviously, not well enough down the stretch to be able to win against Michigan State, but just the trend we've been on here over the last 2 weeks is promising, and I think for our group, to where we've come from mid-January to where we are now, is exciting to be able to, you know, start with a clean slate, so to speak. Obviously, with Maryland coming up, we have a game that came down to the last couple of possessions out there back in about a month ago. So, you know, we're looking forward to getting back at it tomorrow and preparing for Thursday and obviously trying to play our best. I think we're playing our best basketball right now, and it's the right time to be playing it.
Thanks, Coach. We'll get to questions now.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Nathan Beard, Journal and Courier.
Hey, Greg. As someone who played Purdue twice this year, just curious your thoughts on Carson Edwards and how his skill set sort of complicated the challenge of trying to match up with him.
Well, he does. Every team, for the most part, has one or two guys that can really, you know, I could just call them simply playmakers, guys that can break off at any time and create stuff of their own that's out of the offense. And I think he's somebody, obviously, from Purdue that does that and does it very well. And obviously his surgeons here, I mean, he was really good when we played in West Lafayette, that we did a better job on him here in Madison. But he's one of those guys, and I think in order to be an elite-level team, you've got to have at least one, if not two, guys that can go create their own at any given time. And, you know, with their whole group anyway, they stretch you so far around Hospice, specifically when they're shooting the three wells they were earlier in the year. And he just adds another dimension that, you know, that forces you defensively into some tough situations, and obviously has developed into a heck of a player.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Adam Jardy, Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Greg. I just wonder, I know when you played Ohio State, it was obviously like 3 months ago, but did you get a sense then that Kata Bates-Diop was going to have the type of season that he's had? He didn't really have a prolific game against you guys, but maybe as you watched the season unfold, did you see things then that made you think he was going to have a year like he's had?
Well, I think the one thing that jumps out about Kata is that you knew he had some talent, and I think the one thing that always helps players, it's hard to go through, but when you have to sit out a year, and I've had two right now that are sitting out and missing the whole year after playing a little bit, twice for a year, but Kata has already played, and when you get that taken away from you, when you come back, there's a tendency to have a much more laser-focused approach and an appreciation that's developed, and I think a maturity that comes with it, and I think that's, obviously, we didn't see it in early December, maybe, or didn't anticipate it. But you know, he's always been a very talented player. Just length and the physical presence alone of his, who he is and how his body is, because of his length, and be able to shoot over people and play inside, play outside. But my observation, obviously, we only played him once, and it was a long time ago. But watching him through the year, I think he really got a lot out of, even though it was hard to sit out for the year, I think that appreciation for the game and what was taken away sometimes brings a seriousness to it that you understand you can't take the game for granted, and that helps elevate you and become more consistent and probably drove him pretty hard through his season off when he was rehabbing and through the off season. So probably a more mature and business-like approach is what I saw from him. And obviously he's always had the talent, but with that, you know, when that maturity kicks in as well with the experience, then you've got obviously the player that he developed into.
And when recognizing that that was some time ago, was he a key focal point when you were planning for them? Because I don't know that he had some decent games going into that, but I don't know that he was the player.
I don't think anybody probably saw that specific comment. There was always the potential for it to be there. Just I remember in years past just talking about him and scouting reports just with length, and he's just, you know, he is long, but he closes so closer so well and the impact he can have defensively on shooting. And I think that's what they missed last year some when in Thad's last year was his presence, not only from a scoring standpoint, but what he could do on the perimeter defensively with that length. So I think he obviously, I want to say Ohio State snuck up on people because I think there's always been talent there. It's just that it matured at the right time, adding Wesson, Caleb Wesson, and the progression he made, and obviously the other guys that they bought in, and the job Chris did with them to get them to all buy in and merge together was terrific. But I think obviously Kata's involvement and maturity as a player was at the top of the list for their season.
And our next question comes from the line of Jim Posen, Wisconsin State Journal.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, Jim.
Considering the supporting cast and all the attention that was paid for him to him this year, how would you assess Ethan's season?
I think he's had to adjust to a lot, and you've heard me talk about this before. I think not only in terms of the supporting cast around him during games, in terms of it's a completely new set of four for the most part, but also his adjustment in the locker room. It's a whole new list of guys or a whole new room of guys. Obviously he goes from item four, three or four on a scouting report to one and 1A for opponents. So he's had to adjust to a lot. I think he's handled it pretty well. I think he's become over the 3 years I've had him more consistent. I don't see the valleys being as low in terms of when he doesn't play well or something doesn't go well, the wheels don't wobble maybe as much as they did when he was younger. And that's a credit to him and the maturity that has evolved and taken place over the last 3 years. But he's had a lot on his plate. And to be honest, there's been a lot put on him because of, you know, what just the inexperience that he's surrounded with. He's been asked to do a lot, and he's doing a lot, trying to do a lot, getting the utmost attention from the opponent. So, like I said, he's had a lot piled on his plate, and I think he's handled as, you know, probably as well as you could expect from a standpoint of, you know, like I said, an adjustment to a completely new group around him. And the one guy probably that was on the floor with him the most, and Trice, after the first month, wasn't there anymore. So he's had to handle a lot, and I think he's done a good job with it.
Thank you, Coach, for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.